40 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Police in Yakima, Washington, say they don't know why a 21-year-old man killed three people before dawn Tuesday at a convenience store.
Police in Yakima confirm the suspect is dead.
Medical care tried to save his life, but he was later pronounced deceased.
Investigators say the man called his own mother and confessed to killing three people.
The suspect had borrowed a woman's phone. He then called his mother, and he made several incriminating statements.
Police Chief Matt Murray says responding officers found the suspect behind a Target store just a couple miles from the shooting scene, dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Catherine Stone for CBS News, Yakima.
San Mateo County, California DA Steve Wagstaff says he will review the shooting of seven people at two locations on Monday in Half Moon Bay.
Cases like this, we've never had one in this county of this many deaths at one scene or one time.
Police arrested 66-year-old Chun-Li Zhao after they found him in his car in the parking lot of a sheriff's substation. They say he worked at one of the locations. Some snow is on the way for parts of the eastern U.S., says the Weather Channel's meteorologist Mike Bettis.
A pretty significant winter storm is playing out here from northern Arkansas all the way through the Ohio Valley in the northeast. Significant snow is on the way. Really treacherous driving conditions here. That storm rolling from, say, the Buckeye State into the northeast late in the week. Some places here could pick up half a foot to a foot before all is said and done.
Ticketmaster's president was grilled by members of the Senate Judiciary Committee Tuesday about what some consider the company's stranglehold on the ticketing industry. More from CBS's Nicole D'Antonio.
Live Nation CEO argued Ticketmaster has lost market share since the merger. CBS News has learned the company is now the target of a Department of Justice antitrust investigation.
Live Nation denies it engages in anti-competitive practices. More landlords are suing Twitter over unpaid rent, says CBS's Allison Keyes.
Court documents in California show that Twitter is facing a lawsuit over failure to pay more than $3 million in rent and late fees, even after its landlord there used a line of credit to pay millions in January. In London, there are also court proceedings against Twitter over rent for its offices in that city.
Well, Harvard's Hasty Pudding Theatrical Organization has named actress Jennifer Coolidge its 2023 Woman of the Year. Coolidge has won Emmy and Golden Globe Awards for her work in the acclaimed HBO series The White Lotus. She'll be honored with a parade through Harvard Square early next month, followed by a roast where she'll get her pudding pot. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Look out, world, we're getting strong. The future's here and we belong. And make the world a better place. Oh,
she can STEM, so can you.
Find a cure,
invent something new.
There's no challenge in the world that she can't face.
She can STEM.
Learn more at She Can STEM. A message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Remember the last time your family visited the forest? It's a place of wonder and imagination for the whole family, where stories come to life, and it's closer than you think. Ready to plan your next visit? Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Hey guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
If Wisconsin was Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, like the flipped on its head,
sure.
What would things be made of?
Cheese curd bushes.
Okay.
Right? So you can just pick cheese curds off the cheese curd bush.
Are cheese curds more of a fruit?
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
And welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin, our third hour, our 1 o'clock hour, no matter where you're listening across the Civic Media Network or on the Civic Media app. Thank you for tuning in and spending time with us today. If you missed any part of today's show, you can always listen to it as a podcast, which you can find on asgoeswisconsin.com. And coming up, we have a very fun hour because this is our fun hour.
It is.
Where we do goofy things, entertainment stories, and also human interest stories where we interview really interesting people in Wisconsin doing awesome things. And today is no different. Samantha Danen is a brewer at Third Space Brewing, which we've also featured before with their 1-in-4 brewing. But she is also, and more importantly, maybe in our eyes, is the Pink Boot Society Wisconsin chapter leader. And we'll get a little bit more into what the Pink Boot Society is. But welcome to the show, Samantha.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So are you wearing, is that on the live stream, we're seeing you with a pink hat. Is that the Pink Boots Hat Society hat?
This is one of our purveyors, which is Malt Europe. They are one of the people who, you know, provide grain for us all across the country. But specifically, they do a lot of donations with us for Pink Boots Society and help us raise a lot of funds. And a lot of their employees are Pink Boots members in the state. And yeah, they're really awesome. So they created these pink hats to kind of commemorate the Pink Boots. And yeah, it's one of my favorites to wear.
Sam, are you in a lab?
I am in a lab right now. It's the only quiet place in the brewery, so.
Oh, that's great. It was just like, oh, there's test tubey things back there.
Because it's so funny because you think of brewing beer, and I've been joking all day. I know a lot about drinking beer. I know very little about brewing beer, but it is a science. Like, you all are scientists, and we have a mutual friend, Carol Walker, who's a brewer over at Miller, and she was like pre-med. And then decided she wanted to go brew beer, but it's a science. And so the fact that you are in a lab, is because it's chemistry, right?
Yeah, there's so much science that goes into brewing beer. And it's really fun when you get to like really know the particulars of the science behind the brewing process and each individual thing. Yeah, we do have, we're really lucky to have a lab manager here. So somebody who's in complete job is monitoring all of our quality control and lab management stuff. So I'm in his room right now, which he was gracious enough to let me borrow it. But yeah, so it's such a really fun and fascinating part of what we do here.
So I was reading, so it's not only just that you are a woman brewer at Third Space or that you are the leader of the Wisconsin chapter of Pink Boot Society, but you are the first female craft brewer in Wisconsin, correct?
Yeah. Not in Wisconsin, particularly, but in Milwaukee.
Milwaukee. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Still.
Yeah. So there have been several, really incredible women, a lot of them, which I know personally and who are part of Pink Boots, who came before me across the state of Wisconsin. Okay. But as far as Milwaukee goes, I've been given that title as far as the first female craft brewer.
And what is the difference? We don't have to get too much into it because it is science-y, but the difference between being at Miller or being a craft brewer, is it just because of, you'd think definitely because of like the quantity, but is it also the difference recipes and what ingredients you need? And what is kind of that distinction mean?
It really just does come down to quantity. Okay. Yeah. So the way that it kind of works is that you get kind of lumped into a certain type of category depending on how much beer you're able to produce and that you're, you know, selling throughout the year. So, you know, macro breweries are going to be, you know, lumped into one category, and then you have, you know, your micro and your craft brewery. So craft brewery, you know, we don't make enough beer to be considered, you know, a macro brewery like Miller, or, you know, all those other examples. So
the other ones we won't name that aren't Wisconsin based.
Yeah. All those other ones.
So just to back up a little bit about your story, because I do want to talk about Pink Boots. There's so many different angles I want to go, but how did you find yourself to be a brewer?
Yeah. I guess I never really thought that this was going to be my job. I had gone to school for art history. That's what I got my degree in at UWM. And I really thought that was going to be my path. I thought I was going to go down the path of becoming a curator someday. That's what I wanted to do for most of my life. But then when I was in college, I started homebrewing with a buddy of mine, and he really introduced me to the world of craft beer, and I just fell in love. You know, like I when I first got to college, I was really only drinking like PBR and whatnot.
Whatever you could afford, basically.
I still love a PBR. Don't get me wrong. But yeah, like I got introduced to this world of craft beer, and I was just like, wow, I had no idea that there were so many nuances and there were so many like different, you know, flavors and aromas and styles and stuff that could be produced with something that was made up with, it's only made up of four ingredients, you know? So I found that super fascinating. And just like school, I like just started reading a bunch of books about it, trying to do as much research as I could. And as I did that, I just fell more and more in love with it. So yeah, then after the homebrewing thing, you know, kind of sparked my passion, I kind of started thinking, you know, maybe I could have a career in this rather than going down that art route. And then it was just a matter of, you know, trying to find somebody who would give me an in into the industry, because I really didn't know anybody working as a brewer at the time.
Sam, I'm curious what your parents said when you told them, yes, I have this art history degree and I was ready to go to New York and now I'm going to make beer.
Yeah. They were really surprised, but my dad is a big beer lover, like many Wisconsinites. He's notorious for only drinking ice cold MGDs out of a bottle. So I did a lot of that with him, you know, drinking a lot of those. But you know, I think he understood that, and my mom as well. Like, you know, they used to always tell me, like, if I had to wake up every morning doing something that I love, what would it be? And at somewhere along the way, it went from, you know, working in the art world to, you know, working in the beer industry. And I think they both knew, like, I was going to pave a way for myself no matter what. And they were definitely there to support me. So, yeah, I got really lucky with that one.
So you didn't start at Third Space, though, right? You were at a different brewery before that?
Correct. Yeah, I started at Company Brewing in River West. That was in 2015. I got to be one of the people who kind of helped them like rehab the place and get it open and get it started. And yeah, I started out there as like a server and a bartender, you know, just kind of like really hoping to get my foot in the door. And when they needed a little bit more help back in the brewery, they finally called on me and I was able to, you know, show what I got. And yeah, that was such an incredible experience for me. George, the owner, and Roscoe, who was the head brewer for a long time there, they really mentored me and trained me up to be, you know, teach me pretty much everything that I needed to know in order to do this job professionally. And then, yeah, by the time I ended up leaving there, I was the head brewer, which was really awesome. But
that's so awesome. Yeah. And so, you know, I would imagine, I know less about company brewing, but having knowing more people at Third Space, I think I would imagine it's a friendlier place to be a woman brewer because, yeah. You know, just based on some things, but I would imagine to a certain extent, not every brewery is necessarily easy to be a woman brewer. And so enter Pink Boots Society. And so tell us a little bit more about that organization and who it serves and what its mission is.
Yeah. So Pink Boots Society is, let's just talk about like what it is really quick. Yeah. You know, it is an international organization. So we have chapters all over the world. It's made up of women and non-binary individuals that work in the fermented beverage industry. So it's not just beer anymore. The past couple of years, we actually transitioned it to be all types of fermented beverages. So we got, you know, spirits, wine, kombucha, cider, anything that can be fermented, you can be a part of Pink Boots. All you have to do is make like about 20% of your income from one of those industries. And you get the benefits of, you know, what we're offering through our organization. So pretty much what we do is we fundraise money for our individual chapters. And we use that money to provide really awesome scholarships and educational opportunities for our members, whether that's, you know, this past year, we had a couple brew days at Old World, Wisconsin, where we got to see what brewing was like, you know, way back in the day when they're brewing over an open flame. So that was really awesome. Whether it's, you know, going to a hop farm and being able to see, you know, where these materials are coming from that we're using on a daily basis, learning more about the science in the industry and, you know, all the fun quality control stuff that is so fascinating. So yeah, it's a really great opportunity for people. It's primarily, you know, women and non-binary individuals to really get to learn more about what this industry offers. And also the biggest takeaway I've found as being a member is really being able to network with those other mm-hmm. individuals who, you know, when I started out in this industry, like I didn't really see anybody else that looked like me. And that was really intimidating, you know, and then to meet all these other women who've gone through this and, you know, blazed these trails and, you know, be able to hear their stories and then having us being able to communicate with each other and look out for each other has been so huge. So I think that's just like one of the, you know, one of my favorite parts about what Pink Boots Society is able to offer.
Absolutely. And so we have to take a break, but when we come back, I also want to talk about, because you guys do a beer every year, right? Like a Girl?
Yep.
And so we still have a minute. So tell us a little bit more about Like a Girl and then we'll go to break.
Yeah. So every year, Pink Boots Society, they host these, you know, they allow people to order this hop blend that we all have an opportunity to give our input on. So we smell a bunch of different hops and we get to, you know, decide what hops we end up wanting to be in this blend. And then Yakima Chief, who is one of our hop purveyors, they offer this blend to breweries, you know, all over the world. And you order these hops and then you make a beer out of it. And then a portion of those proceeds, you know, goes back to the Pink Boots Society. So Like a Girl is a beer that Third Space brews every year. And we're able to, you know, bring some money back to our chapter.
Which is so great. All right, well, we're going to take a break really quickly. But Sam Danen, who is the brewer over at Third Space Brewing and also the Wisconsin chapter leader of Pink Boots Society, will be here when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Cool. And you treat it like a fool. You can choose to let it go.
It makes me smile and you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh, oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Yes. Yeah. I love it. Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis.
Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Women get a lot of advice about self-care these days, but one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy overnight with a low of 27. East winds around 5 miles an hour. Snow likely tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 32. Cloudy skies expected. Chance for snow showers again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 24. Overcast skies. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night with another inch Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 27 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride. Jane, that's the wrong kind of alcoholic beverage.
Doesn't it have to be fermented?
Is tequila fermented?
Yeah, it's a spirit. You got it. It's okay. Fine.
It's not malted. When I was learning about seltzers, because most of the seltzers now are made like beer, almost like malted, like, right? Isn't that the difference of...
So seltzers are actually a little bit different. So okay. Most seltzers are just like water that has a bunch of sugar, and then you ferment that sugar product. So okay. there's usually not any grain that's actually involved in a seltzer. A lot of people, you know, will do, like, if you're getting like a Smirnoff seltzer or something like that, that's a little bit different because they do use grain alcohol for that.
See, like I said, I'm good at drinking this. I don't know a lot about how it's made. But we are talking to Samantha Danen, who is a brewer at Third Space Brewing in Milwaukee and is also the Wisconsin chapter leader of Pink Boots Society. And do you, I guess before, I want to go back to the Like a Girl beer. But as you just said, as I didn't even ferment it, do you have interest in ever expanding your resume and working in other fermented beverages beyond beer? Or are you there? Is there still a lot to learn and... The frontier of beer is still there for you.
For me personally, I think I would probably stay in beer. I do find, you know, other fermented beverages to be super fascinating, and the sciences that are behind those as well. But for me, I think my like passion and my love for beer will probably keep me in this industry for a long time. And yeah, you know, it's just there's something about it that is just really intoxicating for me.
No pun intended, or maybe intended. I don't know. So as far as going back to the Like a Girl beer, that release for this year is coming up, right?
Yes. We're going to be having the Brew Day on February 8th. So we're going to have a bunch of girls from all over the state come and help brew the beer here at Third Space Brewing. And then we're going to have the release on March 8th, which is International Women's Day here at Third Space. And it's just going to be one big party. You know, we're going to, you know, just release the beer that day and hope to raise a lot of funds for our chapter.
That's so awesome. And so just remind everyone, if they are just tuning in, what the... When you raise money for the chapter, it goes to scholarships?
Yeah. So when we are able to raise funds for our Wisconsin chapter, we're able to provide scholarships for our members and really fun educational opportunities as well that, you know, really go hand in hand with what they're doing in their industry.
And so for people young or old who have an interest, I feel like this is the same thing with stand-up. You hear people who are like, always in the back of their mind that they would want to try. I feel like there's a lot of people out there who want to try their hand at craft brewing. And so for people who are, whether it's a career or a hobby, what advice would you have for people who are interested in brewing beer?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I would say, you know, definitely go to like different craft breweries or craft beer bars around town and, you know, find styles that you're really into and then start researching about those styles, you know. And if you're going to do those things the homebrew way, which is awesome, go to a local homebrew shop and, you know, ask the people who are working there, you know, questions and stuff. But also, like, if you ever see, you know, a brewer at a local brewery, you know, I love answering questions for people when they have them. And, you know, there's always, when I was first starting out, that's kind of what I did, you know, it was just find people who have the answers, and get advice from them if you can.
Is there ever any danger, Sam, of anything blowing up in my kitchen if I decide to homebrew?
I mean, I think the worst thing that can happen is probably, you know, some exploding bottles. If you have too much yeast in your, you know, in your bottles and they aren't properly conditioned. That's only if you're going, you know, down the homebrew route or whatever. But yeah, like there are a lot of hazards that come along with brewing on a professional level. Yeah. Pressure is definitely one of them.
I feel like now we have to ask, because I have one more question, but I'm going to ask this one first. Do you have any like scars? Do you have any, like, what's your worst injury yeah, that's actually, happened from brewing beer?
I have a lot of burns, okay. Which, you know, have left scars. You know, we deal with like a lot of hot liquid on a daily basis and a lot of hot pipes. And that's probably the worst injuries that I have actually left a mark. Right. I definitely sliced a finger or two open doing, you know, stupid stuff. But yeah, the burns are probably the worst.
The battle wounds. All right. So then the final question, and I didn't even know this until you said that you are an art history major, but I don't know if you knew this, but it is Beer Can Appreciation Day. On this show, we love a good random observance. And next we're going to do National Compliment Day in the next segment. But it is Beer Can Appreciation Day. And, you know, there's a lot of unique beer cans out there. And so as someone who both loves art and also makes beer, I feel like you're a very good person to ask. What is your favorite beer can?
Okay. I am going to give a shout out to my old brewery, Company Brewing, because they have, you know, some of my favorite can designs that I've ever seen. And the person who designs their can is Nat Piper. And they're like the artist behind most of the can designs that are at Company. But there was one beer in particular called Zagora Major. That is their Belgian style triple. And it has like these two kind of like gremlin looking Loch Ness monster kind of guys, you know, walking around on it. And it's just so funny. But as far as like other local breweries, like bottles go, I know it's not a can, but 1840, another brewery in town, they have some of the best designs that I've seen. And they're really funny puns as well.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe we'll find some of those and link them to today's blog. But Samantha Danan, thank you so much for joining us. This was so fun.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
And so I'm going to drag, even though Jane's not a beer drinker, I'm going to drag her there for March 8th for the Like a Beer.
We'll find
something. There's something else there you can drink. All right. Samantha, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. When we come back, like I said, National Compliment Day. What's your favorite compliment? Think about it. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Tequila.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief, police in Yakima, Washington, say they don't yet know why a 21-year-old man killed three people before dawn Tuesday at a convenience store. Chief Matt Murray.
I briefly just want to say the family was cooperative with us all day, and we also appreciate their assistance in this, and of course, devastating time for them.
The man later killed himself. California is reeling from three major mass shootings in just over a week. Governor Gavin Newsom.
I feared 2 days ago that Monterey Park would give way to other headlines, little did I know I'd be up here.
A large swath of the country is in for significant snowfall, says CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
We mean the potential for at least a half a foot of snow in several cities, including St. Louis, Indianapolis, Detroit, and then on up into northern New England.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions, who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. He sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself.
For many military veteran caregivers, their caregiving journey starts earlier in life and lasts longer. Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, Jane Madner. Good song choice.
Thank you so much, little Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan.
Samantha was so much fun.
Oh, isn't she?
Yeah, that was awesome.
I mean, not. I guess it doesn't surprise me, but I would imagine that if you think of a group of women brewers, the likelihood that they're going to be cool, I would bet on being high.
Yeah.
Maybe more so than other. I don't know. I'm trying to think of other professions where you're like, are they cool. going to be fun? I don't know. Yeah. Accountants?
Maybe not. Sorry, so much. Accountants. In their own way, certainly.
But it's so interesting. And so I'm serious that I am definitely going to go. Third Space does so much cool stuff.
Yeah, they do.
This is obviously where Sam works. We interviewed Matt Sizz back in October for the 1 in 4 beer that they brew.
Right.
That raised money and awareness about domestic violence. And that was so cool. And I went to their fundraiser when they actually partnered with Sterner House And that event was awesome. And they have such a cool space. So if you have not checked out Third Space Brewing, they are not paying us. This is me genuinely recommending you to check out Third Space Brewing in Milwaukee. They have a great space. They have great beer. Good people work there all around.
And they do good
stuff.
Thumbs
up. Yes. So it is National Compliment Day.
Happy National Compliment Day.
Happy National Compliment Day. It's not a real holiday, but half the time when we do any of these things, it's not a real holiday. It's just an excuse to talk about it on the show. And today is an excuse to say something nice to someone, because we don't necessarily do that enough. Do you feel like you are generous in your compliments?
I try to be.
I try to be, too.
I really do. And it's something, especially over the last couple of years, with the pandemic and then masking and all of that stuff. And I just, the smallest thing can bring a smile to somebody's face.
My favorite, there's these types of videos, and there's different people who do it, but the certain social media accounts, there'll be TikToks and stuff of people from the car. The people who are filming are in their car and they'll roll down their window. And it's basically almost, it's like, borderline catcally, except it's so, you know, pure and not threatening at all. But they'll roll down their window and then they'll just like get someone's attention and give them the nicest compliment.
Oh,
and you just see people's face, because they're one, they always laugh because they're so not expecting it. Because when you have someone call at you from a car, you're like, what's wrong? What am I in danger?
Or this is going to be bad.
Yes, but it is. And then all of a sudden they say something incredibly kind about their outfit or their hair, or they're just fabulous. Or did you drop your crown? You're such a queen. Like things like that. And you just see the biggest grin come over people's face. And so truly, I think, especially unexpected compliments from strangers. And you're like, I like your jacket. Or I love your hair. Or, you know, the things that...
Little things.
You just don't know, and you never know what kind of day someone's having.
Exactly.
So little things like that can really.
I did it yesterday, as a matter of fact, in
did
the grocery
you?
Store, and this woman had a sweatshirt in the back of the sweatshirt, and it was all done in sequins and diamante stuff. And so it was all different kinds of cocktail glasses. One was a martini glass, and one was a beer glass, and underneath it said group therapy.
And that seems like something you would wear.
It just called to me. It just called me. So I just tapped her on the shoulder and I said, that's a great shirt. I think I gave her almost a little heart attack. She didn't see me, but I got a big smile out of her. And again, it can just be the littlest, seemingly insignificant thing that can really brighten somebody's day.
Yeah. And so what, this is open to anyone. If you would like to join the conversation, 844-967-2789. What is the best compliment you've ever gotten that's really stuck out to you? Or what is the best type of compliment you can get? Because not all compliments are created equal, if you think about it. And it, like, if it's something on how you look versus a job well done versus your personality. But, you know, when someone, for example, you know, it's a compliment when someone asks for the recipe that you brought to a potluck.
Absolutely.
Right. And so some people it's less of, oh, that was so good, but it's so good that I want to be able to make it.
Yeah.
So that is like a type of compliment that's really fun. I feel like the idea when high school friends' parents, this might be more specific to my age, but like remember you. And so this has happened a couple times at weddings.
Since you've been back?
And even when I was not back, but I would still be invited to the wedding.
Sure.
And there's specifically a group of guys that I grew up with who are all still super tight. They grew up together since they were little kids. And so all the parents are friends. And so a lot of the parents have all been invited to the different weddings. And especially when I wasn't living back in Wisconsin and, you know, because I left at 16.
Right.
And the fact that I was still invited to the wedding and I stayed close with a handful of these guys. And so how excited the parents were to see me and catch up with me.
Oh, that's lovely.
Always felt nice. So I think that's like a type of compliment. But yeah, I think it's interesting to think about like what on the receiving end means a lot. Because we're not, especially as Midwesterners, especially as Wisconsinites, we're not always great at taking compliments.
It can be very difficult.
It's like the, I like that shirt. It's like, oh, I got it for half off. And so you make some kind of follow-up. It's anything but thank you and just taking it.
And say, yes, thank you. That was really nice of you to say that to me.
But it's like, let me tell you how much money I saved getting this thing.
Right.
Or I've had it forever. Or some reason why it's not actually
I found it in the trunk.
This. Yeah. And so I was thinking about it that too, because do you feel like you have different types of compliments that carry more weight for you?
I think it's more about probably. I mean, one of the best compliments I can think of, and this was after our father was gone,
mm-hmm.
but one of my brothers told me how proud he was of me because I was successful in radio. And again, my father was a mortician. So a job in entertainment or radio or anything was really kind of sketchy.
Not practical.
It's like, you're going to starve. You're going to be living under a bridge and you're going to starve. And so that was really nice to hear that he was proud of me and believed I was successful. But I love it when people tell me I made them laugh.
Mm.
It just, that's everything. It's just everything.
Yeah.
Is it Maya Angelou who said, it's how you made people feel that they will remember?
It's not what you said, but people won't remember what you said. They'll remember how you made them feel.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would agree with that. I would say, like, the compliment, like, I think I joked a while ago about my love language being words of affirmation, which is true. But then my follow-up, like, joke was, just tell me I'm pretty. But that certainly is not, it's much more about, did I make you laugh? Did I make you think? Actually, one of my favorite compliments these days is every once in a while I'll get a comment on either a video or the show or something like that where people who admittedly are like, I'm on the other side of the aisle than you, but I really like listening to your show.
Which is awesome.
Which is awesome. Because I feel like it means that we're approaching topics in a way that you can at least hear it, even if you don't always agree with it, even if we don't change your mind. But it's not something like, there's certain shows sometimes I know for me, I just can't listen to. And so the fact that we approach this in a way where, you know, people are subscribed, they either listen to the show or they watch the videos and stuff like that. And so that always now, I think it's much more about the content and the quality of the content that carries a lot of weight, because it's also what we work really hard at, right?
Yeah, definitely.
And I think sometimes at least for me, and you could disagree with me, it's because we're still taking your opinion on what are the best types of compliments in your view, but you know, compliments on what you look like, is there's not much you can do about it, right? It's like, what you look like is what you look like, instead of like putting a lot of work into something and having it be recognized.
Certainly. And don't you think, I think sometimes for people who are just really born really strikingly attractive, it's got to be tough for them, because again, it's a genetic crapshoot. If you work out and you take care of yourself and do all those good things, that's one thing, of course. But a lot of people are just born that way, mm-hmm. because it was a genetic lottery.
But even now, I mean, the more we learn about obesity and stuff like that, so much of it's genetics.
Yeah.
Like I think, I mean, for you, my dad, like my dad's 6'8" and like 200. My dad is a bean. And like I've got his genes. And so even though I've only worked out really like 10 times since the wedding, you know, I'm fortunate enough, and I acknowledge that in our society, like thinness is valued.
Yep.
And that like I don't have to struggle with finding time in this very busy schedule. It's like I should be doing it just for my health.
Sure.
That's a different topic though. But when we're just talking about how you show up in the world,
yep.
So much of that is genes or wealth.
Yes.
I love those memes sometimes when it shows like Tom Brady the year he got drafted versus what he looks like now. It's like just a reminder, or like the Kardashians. It's like just a reminder that you're not ugly, you're just poor.
Yes, money can fix many things.
Money,
including bad noses and bad chins. I'm talking to you, Ivanka
but
Trump.
But it's not even that. It's affording the best hairstylist. It's affording
a cook,
weekly facials. It's affording stylists to know how to dress your body type,
like, manicures and all the primping, right?
Totally. And so there's genetics, and then there's also wealth that can add to that. And neither of which have anything to do about working hard.
Yeah.
In my view, maybe that's very Midwestern of me to be like, I want to be recognized for my hard work and my work ethic.
That seems very Wisconsin. Yes. But you can still tell me I'm beautiful.
That's true. That's true. But it's also scientifically proven of, like, as far as the value of compliments. So giving compliments increases your happiness. So being the giver, not just the receiver, research shows that you can reliably increase your personal well-being by engaging in random acts of kindness towards others.
I love that.
Yeah. And so it's not only a free and easy way to make someone else feel better, but it also, you actually scientifically make yourself feel better.
Well, you're giving joy.
Mm-hmm. And then some of the other reasons why you should be doing it is it actually increases your stress resilience and your physical health. Isn't that wild?
Giving a compliment.
So we are in the middle of an epidemic of loneliness.
Yeah.
And people who are lonely are less resilient to stress and suffer from inflammatory disorders such as obesity, high blood pressure, and worse long-term COVID symptoms. And loneliness leads to depression. So to recover from depression, a decrease in negative emotions is most important. And so it's the amount of positive emotions that an individual experiences that will predict whether someone is more susceptible or can relapse into depression.
Wow.
And so research shows the amount of positive versus negative emotions people experience is a surprisingly big predictor of health. And so even, again, giving or being with people who make you feel good, I think that's also the part of it, of not surrounding yourself with people who necessarily are not generous with their compliments is an important piece of this.
Yes.
And being with people who lift you up versus tear you down.
Yes.
Also, this is a little bit of a side note, and I think this is my new mantra. Don't take criticism from anyone who you wouldn't take advice from.
That's a wonderful
point.
Isn't
that good?
Yes.
And I just realized how many people I would not take advice from. And I was like, oh, so it doesn't matter when they say that they didn't like my shop.
I love that. That will make an easier walk through life, I think, for
right?
some. Definitely.
I saw that. So someone was like, I learned this in art school. And I was like, oh, that's really good.
But truly, if you don't respect their opinion, why do you care what their criticism is?
Mm-hmm. If you don't think that they have anything value to improve the work.
Right.
Because they're like, that's a dumb idea. Like, well, it's a dumb idea that she didn't like my work in the first place.
You have no taste.
So give a compliment today to a stranger, to your spouse, to a friend, because it's more things than it does more good for you than you probably thought it would. It builds interpersonal connection. It's just a fun thing all around. And then maybe go find your favorite beer can, because it's also Beer Can Appreciation Day.
Roll it all together.
All right. Well, when we come back, talk a little bit more about Million Dollar Giveaway, State of the State, wrap up the show. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Tell me something good.
Oh, baby, 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 yeah. Tell me that you like it, yeah.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation.
Yes.
With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which
right.
was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy overnight with a low of 27. East winds around 5 miles an hour. Snow likely tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 32. Cloudy skies expected. Chance for snow showers again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 24. Overcast skies. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night with another inch Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 27 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. We got Jane Mettenair on the board. You are listening to us on the Civic Media Network. And a reminder that we love hearing from you. So if you have a topic that you think we should cover or an idea for a guest we should have on or feedback in general, you can email us at asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us. And another reminder that on Thursday at 9 a.m., so Thursday, January 26th, 9 a.m., the doors fly open. The metaphorical doors fly open. Really, just the application online becomes available for our Civic Media's $1 million ad giveaway. And it's exactly what it sounds like. We are giving away free ad space on our radio airwaves. And if you are a business owner in Wisconsin, we're talking to you. And so all you have to do is go to civicmedia.us/million, and you'll fill out a little bit of an application, not very long. And then the follow-up will be with one of our salespeople who will work with you. If you're intimidated by, well, what would I even say in a radio ad?
Or what do I want them to do? You know, what do I want these ads to do?
Where do I want to send them? Yes, exactly. We can help you with that. I mean, I won't. One of our salespeople will.
We got Johnny. Johnny's awesome.
And so, but then also when you're filling out the application, just make sure you tell them Jane and Kristen sent you from As Goes Wisconsin. Because it's, you know. You heard it from us. You might have heard it from other shows, but just say you heard it from us because
it's just easier.
We're slightly competitive.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's
all good.
It's all good.
All good fun.
So mark your calendars. January 26th, Thursday, 9 a.m. And we'll be talking about it tomorrow. We'll be live by the time it's on Thursday. The show will have started. Maybe we'll have live updates.
That'd be great.
How many we have left. But yeah. And then also another Civic Media update. State of the State is tonight. Maybe I need a better joke. I tried to tweet out yesterday that we call him Oplander.
Yeah.
It didn't get as much traction as I thought it would.
I think it's perfect.
I think we need like a...
We
need a graphic of Governor Tony Evers with like Homeland. This is Homelander that we're talking about from The Boys of the... the riled up version of Governor Evers we call Oplander. Which is like how Obama had his anger translator.
Right.
And do you think Oplander will come out tonight?
I'm sure he will.
I don't think so.
You don't think
I think he'll be pretty even keeled.
You don't think he's going to come out with a jazzed as heck?
Is that one pretty played out at this point?
Holy mackerel.
Because this one, I feel like State of the State's a little different than an inaugural speech.
True.
Where it's like, this
a little
is
more
buttoned
about
up. Like the agenda, yeah. What we want to do. And, I don't know what the bingo card will look like for tonight.
The Oplander bingo card.
The Oplander bingo card. If I had more time today, I would go home and make that and play along. Because we're going to be playing it live on Civic Media. So if you are listening to any of our stations or civicmedia.us, streaming it on the website or on the app, the Civic Media app, you can follow along and listen to our live coverage of the State of the State starting at 7 p.m., we got our news director, Terry Bell, and Todd Alba, who you heard earlier today, giving their analysis. What is an analysis of a State of the State sound like?
That was a very pointed point the governor made. And I expected a little more holy mackerels.
But I wonder, like, is there any surprises? Because I think as we're playing the promos throughout the day, marijuana, childcare. I mean, there's a lot of stuff right now, right?
There is.
If you think about the battle over baby battles, but it is kind of going to be a battle. But, like, what do we spend the surplus on? Which I feel like so much of going into this year for the budget negotiations is, do we spend it on PFAS and helping all of these communities that have contaminated water?
Yeah.
Because as we talked to Katie Rosenberg, mayor of Wausau, it's very expensive to filter that. And we have a childcare crisis. We have schools. We have people who want to pay less in taxes. There's a lot of different things and a lot of shared revenue. A lot of different people who have opinions on how we should spend that money. So I imagine both Governor Evers and the response from either, did we ever figure that out, if it's going to be Lemieux or Voss?
I'm assuming actually that it's going to be Lemieux again. He did it last time.
This is where my brain went just now. So, you know, the song in Chicago where it goes, now you got to imagine it with two people. It's Swell with two people. And Catherine Zeta-Jones sings it. And then she does the whole like bit that she did with her sister before she killed her sister. You seen Chicago, the musical?
Oh, it's a long time ago.
Mostly because this is a TikTok thing. And I'm just imagining if they did it together with like jazz hands.
That would be so great. That will never happen.
Imagine it with two people. It's Swell with two people. That, and then Voss and Lemieux just come out.
That would be great. But I want to say too, if anybody listening is a graphic designer or you like to doodle, I would love to see your Oplander suggestions. Because that could go on a t-shirt.
Maybe I'll put that on the Wisconsin Reddit thread. That feels like Reddit feels like a place where people will upload their, like, can someone who's good at Photoshop Photoshop out this thing? And then the internet goes crazy and puts all these other things that could be in there, of like you riding a rainbow or you riding a Toadzilla.
There's so much potential.
Did you know that Toadzilla is a thing? Maybe we'll talk about it tomorrow with Greg.
I did not.
They've found the largest species of toad.
Oh, I do
and
know.
And it's like the size of Cliff. It's like an 11-pound toad. Yeah, it's massive.
It's terrifying.
So maybe we Photoshop Oplander riding Toadzilla. This is...
You might be onto something.
I might be onto something.
This is something so stupid.
It could work.
That could actually work, yes.
per usual. I mean, this is a great... Sometimes I feel like when we let the show get a little off the rails at the end of the show, it's a very good segue into Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
It
because
is.
That is a whole show about going on a tangent.
Exactly.
And one topic bleeding into another and then trying to bring it back to the conversation at hand. But it always makes sense in your brain why that connection and association was made to that took us on the tangent.
Right.
Even if it means referencing a 2003 Chicago musical Catherine Zeta-Jones performance that still lives in my brain rent-free, apparently.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong
There's
with that.
There's nothing wrong
so
with that.
It was an Academy Award winning performance. Actually, speaking of that, you have to go check what the Academy Award nominations came out while we were on this morning, before we came on air, but I haven't checked them yet.
Everything Everywhere All at Once, I think, has the most with like 11 nominations.
That one you didn't like?
I liked it. It just, I had issues with it.
A little long.
It's too long.
We still need to watch it.
I should have edited.
Well, stay tuned for Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Unless you're listening to WXCO in Wausau, then you got Chad Holmes coming up next. But as always, thank you for listening. Thank you for texting. Thank you for calling. Tune back in tomorrow at 11 a.m. when Greg Bach will be back. And it will be again, As Goes Wisconsin. Live it up when you get the chance. Cause when the world doesn't make no sense, and you're feeling just a little too tense, gotta loosen up those chains and dance.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gina Beauclair.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.